नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 16 एंटाइटल द पर्योव्रत प्रोसेस ऑफ वर्शिप टेक्स्ट नंबर 8 अप्यज्ञस्तु वेलायम् नहुता हविशासति त्वयो द्विग्न धिया भद्रे पोषिते मयि कर्हि चेत् ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय Translation, O chaste and auspicious woman, when I left home for other place, were you in so much anxiety that you did not offer oblations of ghee into the fire? So there is no purport, so we'll read the next verse.
Yat pujaya kama dughan yati lokan grihan vitaha ब्राह्मणोऽग्निश्च वै विष्णु सर्वदेवात्मनो मुखम्
ट्रांसलेशन बाय वर्शिपिंग द फायर एंड द ब्राह्मणास अ हाउस होल्डर कैन अचीव द डिजायर गोल ऑफ रिसाइडिंग इन द हायर प्लैनेट्स फॉर द सैक्रिफिशियल फायर एंड द ब्राह्मणास आर टू बी कंसिडर्ड द माउथ ऑफ द लॉर्ड विष्णु हु इज द सुपर सोल ऑफ ऑल डेमिगॉड्स पर्पोर्ट According to Vedic system, a fire sacrifice is held in order to offer oblations of ghee, grains, fruits, flowers, and so on, so that Lord Vishnu may eat and be satisfied. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9.26,
Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadham bhaktya uparhartam ashnami prayatatmanah.
If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. Therefore, all these items may be offered in the sacrificial fire and Lord Vishnu will be satisfied. Similarly, Brahmana Bhojana, a feeding of Brahmanas is also recommended. For when the Brahmanas eat sumptuous remnants of food after yajna, this is the another way that Lord Vishnu himself eats. Therefore, the Vedic principles recommend that in every festival or ceremony, one offers oblations to the fire and gives sumptuous food for the Brahmanas to eat. By such activities, a householder may be elevated to heavenly planets and similar places in the higher planetary systems. Hare Krishna. So the topic is here Kashyap Muni, he returns back to Aditi, and Aditi is in anxiety because all the demigods have lost their kingdom, and when he comes back he sees Aditi very morose, so he is inquiring why she is morose, and immediately he is thinking that she must have not performed some proper Vedic rituals, that's why she is morose. But he didn't knew that actually she was morose because she was attached to her children, and demigods have lost all their kingdom. So he is saying that, have you not worshipped the fire and Brahmanas because of duty, because they were householder. So he was worried about his householder duty. A householder can achieve a desired goal, a residence in higher planets, for the sacrificial fire and Brahmanas are to be considered the mouth of Lord Vishnu. So for grihasthas to serve Lord Vishnu and to serve Brahmanas is very, very important, because that gives the grihasthas elevation to higher planets, as here Kashyap Muni is mentioning. So in the purport, Prabhupada writes about the duties of Grahastha. Yesterday also, Krishnanand Prabhu, he gave a wonderful class narrating Chaitanya Bhagavat, that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also exhibited the life of ideal Grahastha when he was in Grahastha Ashram. He would feed his guest. So as we know that Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam Jyatva Mam Kshantim Rikshati. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that the real enjoyer is Krishna himself, Bhoktaram. So he is the real enjoyer of all yagya, whatever yagya sacrifice we perform, tapasam, whatever austerities we perform. And he is the Sarva Loko Maheshwaram. So he is the proprietor of all the planetary systems. And he is the real friend, Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam. So when Lord Vishnu, he created this material world. So this material world was especially created for the living entities, those rebellious living entities. But still, he has created for the rebellious living entities, but still this world belongs to, this creation belongs to him. Just as a prison house is made for the criminals, but still the prison belongs to the government. So similarly, this world may be made for the living entities, but the real proprietor is the Supreme Lord. So when Supreme Lord, he created this universe, he made this Chaturvarna Maya Srishtim Guna Karma Vibhagasha. So the living entities, because they come under the three modes of material nature, they acquire different types of bodies, different types of nature. So then Lord divided them into four parts, that is Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudras. So duty of a Brahmana is to always engage in the worship of the Supreme Lord in form of tapasya or in form of yagya. So that's why the whole property, first it belongs to Vishnu. Then, as in the episode of Prithu Maharaj, when four Kumaras came to Prithu Maharaj, so Prithu Maharaj welcomed them and he told them that actually all this kingdom belongs to you because you are a Brahmana. So Vishnu, when he creates, he first gives it to the Brahmanas. After Vishnu, Brahmanas are the proprietor of this creation, material world. And then the Brahmanas, because they are always 24 hours engaged in worshipping Lord Vishnu, so they don't have time to manage the affairs of this world. So that's why they give it to Kshatriyas to manage it, administrate. So the Kshatriyas, on the behalf of Brahmanas, they take the property and they administer everything. And the Kshatriyas, they give the property to the Vaishyas. So the Vaishyas, they take property from the kings, Kshatriyas, and then they cultivate Krishi Goraksha Vanicha Vaishya Karma Swavajam. So they cultivate crops and they do Goraksha, it is cow protection. And then the Shudras, they are not given any share of the property. They have to in turn serve the three Varnas. So in this way, it is a perfect system. So the first, the property belongs to Brahmanas, the second to the Kshatriyas, then to the Vaishyas. So whenever, that's why it is said that when Brahmana comes to somebody's house, or wherever he goes to somebody's kingdom, so immediately he should be the king, like Janak Maharaj. When Vishwamitra Muni came, so immediately he got up from his seat and he gave the seat, his own seat, to Vishwamitra Muni, understanding that he is a Brahmana, and because the whole property belongs to, first it is to the Brahmanas. And then he took a menial position of serving him. So this is the total structure. And especially because the Brahmanas, they are always engaged in the worshipping of Lord Vishnu. So Brahmanas are very, very dear to the Supreme Lord. So that's why here, Supreme Lord, as in the purport it is mentioned, that the Supreme Lord accept the offering in two ways. First is through sacrificial arena, that is sacrificial fire. So that fire is considered as the mouth of Lord Vishnu. So all the grains, fruits, they are offered as oblation to the Vishnu. And then the second is through the mouth of Brahmanas, and Lord eats. So sometimes the skeptics, or it is said that Vishnu Stuti Priya. So Lord Vishnu is Stuti Priya, means he likes to be glorified. So if you glorify Lord Vishnu, he is happy, he is santushti. And Shiva Jala Priya. So Shiva is very dear, he becomes very happy just by little water. If you do little abhishek by little pure water, Ganga water, so he is satisfied. And it is said that Narada Kala Priya. So Narada is very satisfied when there is some fights, transcendental fights. So many times we see that Narad Muni creates some fights, but ultimate is because he is a great sage, so ultimate it results in always good. And then it is said that Brahmana Bhojanam Priyam. So the Brahmanas, they like food. If you want to satisfy the Brahmanas, you have to nicely feed them and give charity. That is the first duty of the householder. So as it is mentioned, the first duty of a householder is to give charity. The first duty is to, he should be very charitable. Because as everything has to be purified, like if we want to purify, when before going for worship, we purify through ashraman. And if we want to purify our mind, we purify by chanting the mantra. So it is said that if you want to purify the land, you have to just leave it. So in the course of time, it will be purified. So in this way, every article can be purified. So in this way, same way, the grahasthas, they have to earn money. So they have to purify, because they earn money through many other means. So there may be some karma present in the money. So to purify that, they have to give charity. So that is the first duty of a grahastha life. I remember like one of my uncle, he was a head priest. He's not no more now. In Gangapur. Then Gangapur is a place where Dattatreya is worshipped. The main center place is Dattatreya. And there are all Brahmins staying, Brahmanas staying all around the temple. And there are so many pilgrims, they come. And I still remember I used to go there. And after taking bath, first my uncle would bring me to the door. And first thing he would make me that, to give charity or to all the pilgrims, they would come and they would accept alms from the Brahmana's house. They would accept charity. So that's why Krishna also exhibited this ideal character when he first took his bath, and he first used to give charity of gold or charity of cows to the Brahmanas. So first duty of Brahmana is to give charity. And in fact, Rupa Goswami says 50% a grahastha should contribute in charity. And after giving charity, the second duty of a grahastha is he should feed children in this house. He should first feed the children, and then he should feed the old members of his family. And then third, he should feed the Brahmanas with food, and then invalids, he should feed them. And then after that, he should go on the road And for three times, he should shout that anybody there, hungry person. And then after nobody is there, then he should come back to his house and then he should take his food. So this is a very ideal standard for grihastha. But of course, we have to be very practical in these days. But today, we do not find this culture as Sukadeva Maharaj says to Parikshit Maharaj, Nidriyat hiryate naktam vevaye chanavaya divacha artiha rajan kutumba bharne nava. So nowadays, people, they get married and they have their family, but are only engaged in maintaining their family. So they think that to maintain their family is a success. So all the 24 hours they are thinking of how to maintain their family. Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki jai. Just like the examples in Shastras are given, it is Daksha Prajapati. So this Daksha Prajapati was also very much attached to his position, to his fame. And he could not understand the glories of Lord Shiva and he cursed Lord Shiva. Also Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was also very much attached to his position. He didn't want to leave. But after Vidura, he chastised him, Dhritarashtra. Then some renunciation developed in his heart and he then left home. So that's why the duty of grihastha is always they should invite the sadhus to their house, feed them nicely and give them charity. That is the first prime duty. And if a householder, he does not welcome such guests, then in fifth canto it is said that he will go to the hell called Prayavartana, hell where there will be vultures who will be staring at him. Because sometimes people, when the, people visit somebody's house, so they look like, that it's so cruelly that as if they will burn to ashes. So, but such person has to suffer in the hell. And so it is very, very important that one should serve the guest. And in the scriptures, the most ideal, especially in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the ideal grihastha life is being described of Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur is Narad Muni himself. So Narad Muni is Brahmachari, but when he is in Chaitanya Lila, he is a grihastha. So, as we know this very famous story, that how Srivas Thakur was always engaged in serving Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, always engaged in the chanting of the holy name, serving Vaishnavas. So one day, Mahaprabhu wanted to test Srivas Thakur. So then he asked that, Srivas, you are a grihastha and I don't see that you go to work. You are always here with me chanting the holy name and you have your family, children. So how do you maintain your family? If you don't want to work, then better is that you take sannyas. So then you don't have to worry. So Srivas Thakur understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to test him. So he smiled and he said, Mahaprabhu, you are testing me. And he clapped for three times. And then Mahaprabhu said, what is the meaning of this clapping of three times? So he said, the first clapping means that the time, the first meal's arrival time, if I don't get whatever I want, the food, shelter, clothing, whatever I want, then I will fast, no problem. The second clap, he said, the second time, if I don't get, then I will again fast. But if on the third time, if I don't get whatever I want, whatever is needed for my family, then I will tie a stone on my waist and jump in Ganga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very happy that how much faith Srivas had that the Supreme Lord will maintain his family. Everything will be maintained. In fact, we think that the Supreme Lord doesn't care about us. But actually, as we see, the ordinary parents of this world, they care so much for their children. So how can we think that the Supreme Lord, who says that Pitamahasya Jagato Dhata Mata Dhata Pitama, so in Bhagavad Gita says that I am mother and father of all the living entities. In fact, he is so worried that how I will maintain. So only a person who has no faith in God, no faith in Krishna, so he is always in anxiety that how will I maintain my family, how will I maintain myself. But in fact, the Lord is maintaining each and every living entity, right from an ant to Brahma. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy with Srivas Thakur, and he gave benediction that Jade Lakshmi Bhiksha Kare Nagare Nagare Tavu Daridra Nahika Tumar Kare. So he said that even a situation comes, there is a famine, that Lakshmi Devi has to beg door to door, and she has to go town to town to beg with a begging bowl. But still there will be no problem. There will be no poverty in your house. So that faith Agrahasa should develop, like Srivas Thakur, that the Lord is the maintainer and they don't have to worry about the maintenance. So in the house where there are nice deities, the Grahastha should install deities in their house and chant the holy name with their family members, and then that house has no problem. So there will be always everything, whatever is needed, Lord will provide. Ananyaschintayantumam ye janah paripasate tesham nityavuktanam yogakshema mahamyam. So Krishna says, one who thinks always about me, then I provide him whatever he needs and protects whatever he has. So this name is a very important thing. I had one realization I would like to share with you all, that this name is the actual maintainer. This name, whatever it may be. So choice is ours, that which name you want to take. Like suppose somebody is selling tea, chai. So we see on the stations that the whole day that person is chanting chai, 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 coffee, chai, coffee. And if he doesn't chant this, if he doesn't shout, then his tea will not be sold. And then you go to a sabji market, vegetable market, there also you will find they are shouting on the top of their voice, you know, that this vegetable is this much price, that is vegetable is that much price. So then only people come and buy. And then you see all these marketing people. Suppose somebody is selling washing machine, somebody is selling car, somebody is selling. So they have to take the name of that article. Then only, and they have to repeat it, the same thing. Same thing hundreds of times. And then somebody will buy it. But here, there is option that one who doesn't want to take the holy name, then he has to chant all chai, then washing machine, this, that, car. He has to chant that. So choice is ours. Krishna says, you chant my name, you always remember me, I will maintain you. Or else you chant chai, or then that will maintain you. So in this way, for one's maintenance, one has to chant. So option is that what you want to chant. Either you want to chant the holy name of Krishna, or you want to chant something else, some mundane Coca-Cola or something like that. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy with Srivas Thakur, that how much he has faith. In spite of being Grahastha, he was completely not worried about his maintenance. He was completely dependent on Krishna. And also, he was not only that, he was also maintaining Nityanand Prabhu. So Nityanand Prabhu was also staying in the house of Srivas Thakur. And Srivas Thakur's wife, Malini Devi, would personally feed with her own hands Nityanand Prabhu. And Nityanand Prabhu would be like a child. You know, he would roam here and there, do all naughty things, anytime come home. So in this way, he would maintain Nityanand Prabhu also. And again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to test Srivas Thakur, that how much faith he has. So he again tests Srivas Thakur that, see, you are a Brahmana, you are a Grihastha Brahmana, coming from a Brahmin family, and you are maintaining this Nityanand Prabhu, and we do not know from where he has come, what is his caste, and he is staying in your house. So if you want to protect your religion, if you want to protect your Brahminism, Brahminical culture, so first you have to send this Nityanand Prabhu out of your house. So Srivas Thakur, again, he says that, again you are testing me, this time also. So Srivas Thakur says that even if I see Nityanand Prabhu in one hand, a bottle of wine, and in one hand a prostitute, but still my faith will be same. I will have complete faith on Nityanand Prabhu, because Srivas Thakur was considering Nityanand Prabhu as his spiritual master. So my faith will never be changed. So again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, appreciates this mood of Srivas Thakur and again gives the same benediction that even if there is a Lakshmi Devi has to beg, your house there will be no problem. And the most important test what Mahaprabhu gave to Srivas Thakur was when his own son died. See how much Mahaprabhu tested Srivas Thakur, and every time he proved to be very great. He passed the test. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu, they were having very nice sankirtan at their house in Srivas Angan, loudly chanting of the holy name. So that time, Srivas Thakur's son, he passed away. And Srivas Thakur heard something wrong in his house, some crying sound. So immediately he went inside and saw that his son had died. But he was more worried about Mahaprabhu's ecstasy than his own son's death. So immediately he told his family members that do not shout loudly, because that will disturb Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasies, and I don't want to disturb his ecstasies. And if you try to disturb, make sounds, crying sound, then I will tie a stone on my waist and drown myself in the Ganges. I will commit suicide. So in that fear, all the family members kept quiet. So after many hours, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his external consciousness, then he could sense that there is something wrong in the house. Then he asked that, what is the problem? So some devotees told that actually son of Srivas Thakur has died. And then Mahaprabhu asked that, why didn't you tell me that your son has died long back? So he said that actually you were in so much ecstasy, and the thing is that my son has died when you are here in my house performing sankirtan. What great fortune he has. He has grown back to the Supreme Lord, back to Krishna. So there is no loss. So then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and again that Srivas Thakur's son came to life, and he gave the real knowledge that how one has to pass to different bodies, and I was fortunate to be born as a son of Srivas Thakur, and I have left the body in your presence, so my destination is Krishna Loka. I will go back to Godhead. So please do not interrupt me in my journey. So again he leaves back. So that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thinks that because after this pastime, he was going to take sannyas. So he was thinking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking that, see, Srivas Thakur is such a great devotee, so much dedicated to me, that how can I leave the association of such a great devotee? That time he speaks that how can I leave the association, because in few days he was going to take sannyas. So in this way, we see the Srivas Thakur, by the example of Srivas Thakur, this is ideal grihastha. And also the second very ideal grihastha mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita is of Shivananda Sen. So Shivananda Sen was also one of the such ideal grihasthas. Whenever there would be yatras, the devotees from Bengal would go to Puri for the Ratha Yatra, and then he would take all the 200 devotees from Bengal and go to Jagannath Puri. And that time it was not so easy as it is now. From Bombay, easily we can travel to Jagannath Puri just in 24 hours or 30 hours. But that time there were two kingdoms. So the Bengal was ruled by Nawab Hussain Shah, and the Odisha was ruled by Pratap Rudra Maharaj. So that time, that means going from one country to another country. Like it was like going from here to Pakistan. So it was very, very difficult that time. And it was not so easy. The transportation was also not so easy. But he would take all trouble to take each and every devotee to Puri. And in fact, when an insignificant dog joined the party, he was thinking, yes, I should also take care of this dog. And then every day he used to take care of the dog. He used to see that the dog is there with the group. And then he would feed every day the dog. And one time when they were wanted to cross the river, so that time the boatman objected that dog's not allowed. But still he paid a higher amount for that dog and took the dog. And one day he had some duties. He was caught up in the payment of the toll. The toll man was harassing him for more toll. So he was stuck up. So he sent all the devotees in front and told some devotees to take care of the dog. But somehow the dog was missing. And when Srivananda Sen, he came back, and he saw there was no dog. So he was so much in anxiety, and he sent all devotees to search that dog. He was very, very feeling very bad that he could not be able to serve the dog. And when he ultimately reached Puri, that time he saw that dog was in front of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving him the coconut pulp, and the dog was eating and then chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then he went to the market, and with his two paws, he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that is what he exhibited, Shivananda Sen. Even he took care of the dog. And then one very beautiful pastime is there to show how Shivananda Sen was such a great grihastha devotee. So in this arrangement, he used to always make arrangements. So one time what happened, there was some problem and he got stuck up with the toll people, and Nityananda Prabhu came to his house or somewhere, and that time he was very hungry. Nityananda Prabhu was very hungry and he was not given food. So Nityananda Prabhu became angry, and in that anger, when Shivananda Sen, he appeared in front of him and he didn't speak anything. He kicked him on the stomach and then curse Shivananda Sen that all your four sons will die. So the Shivananda Sen wife was so much in anxiety, so much worried, she began to cry that Nityananda Prabhu has kicked Shivananda Sen and has cursed that his four sons will die. So immediately she began to cry, but Shivananda Sen tried to pacify her. He said that, don't cry. Actually, we have committed a big offense at the lotus feet of Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu was hungry and he wanted shelter, and we didn't provide him that. So in fact, what we curse he has given, we deserve more than this. But he has only cursed that our four sons should die. So that was his consciousness. But of course, his four sons didn't die. And then also we see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated his grihastha life. So when Sivanand Sen went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to tell that his wife is pregnant, so immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and blessed him that the child will be a great devotee. He didn't say that you are a grihastha and why are you engaged in sex life. He didn't say like that. So the scripture says that the grihastha should engage in sex life only when they want progeny, for progeny. So in this way, Sivanand Sen exhibited an ideal behavior. So when the son was born, he was Kavi Karnapur. His name was given Kavi Karnapur. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when that Kavi Karnapur was brought in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his lotus thumb, the feet, toe in his mouth, and he was sucking. So such a great fortune. And also we see that in the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur was also a very ideal grihastha. And he has written one song, Amar Bolite Prabhu Ar Kichunai. So if anybody, any grihastha, follows this song, then his life is perfect. In this song, in just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, only seven stanza, he has completely mentioned what is the duty of a grihastha. So he says, Amar Bolite Prabhu Ar Kichu Nai, Tumi To Amar Matra Pita Bandhu Bhai. So how, what should be the consciousness of a grihastha? So first of all, he has to have deity worship in his house. That is must for a grihastha. And say, think that, he should not only think, but he should know that the Supreme Lord, Radha Krishna or Gaur Nithai, they are the actual proprietor of the house. So that's why he's saying, Amar Bolite Prabhu Ar Kichunai. I will not say that this is mine, that is mine. Tumi To Amar Matra Pita Bandhu Bhai. And you are my everything, Pita Bandhu. You are my father, you are my friend, you are my brother, everything. And Bandhu Dara Suta Suta Tava Dasa Dasi. And I will consider all my bandhu, my friends, my dara, wife, suta, suta, my children, daughters and sons, tava dasa dasi. So they are all not my dasa dasi, my servants, but they are all your servants. Seito sambandhe sabhe amara prayas. So I will always try my best to maintain this consciousness that all my family members are your servants. Dhana jana grihe dara tumara boliya rakha kori ami matra seva kahoya. So whatever dhan means money, wealth, griha dara, whatever wife, all they are all yours. Tumara boliya rakha kori ami matra seva kahoya. I will just protect all these things as your servant. Tumarya karja tare uparjibo dhan, tumara samsare vyabha koribo bahan. So I will work, I will work and get money for you, uparjibo dhan. I will collect money for your pleasure. Tumara samsare vyabha koribo bahan. So this is not my samsara, this is your samsara. So Krishna ra samsara kori chadi anachar. In another song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that Krishna ra samsara kori. We should, it is not that in Kali Yuga especially, it's not recommended to go to the forest or give up the family life. So here also we see that the brahmacharis or grihasthas, the duties are same. All are engaged in Krishna ra samsara. Like when I first came to Krishna consciousness, I thought that, okay, I don't have to engage all in this, all worldly affairs. But when I was sent to Sangamner by Gaurang Prabhu to start a base there, then again I went to purchase all the utensils. I went to got the gas and rented a house. I said, what is this? I wanted to completely renounce from this. I don't want to do this. But again, I am engaged in this, all these activities. So today also we see many of our youth preachers, they have their base and they have to purchase all the grains. They have to purchase all the utensils, everything. Same, like only the difference is as the grihasthas, they have wife and they don't have wife. Otherwise, they have so many children. The students, they are like children. They have to maintain them, feed them nicely, give nice counseling to them. So it is as good as... So in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommends that Krishnera Samsara Guru. There is Krishnera Samsara and Maya Samsara. So generally, materialistic persons, they follow this Maya Samsara. So then he says that Bhalo Mand Nahi Jane Seva Matra Kori Tumara Samsare Ami Vishaya Prahari. So he says that what is good, what is bad, that I will not think. But only I will just serve you, serve the Lord. Tumar Ichchaya Mora Indriya Chalana Shravana Darshana Grana Bhojana Vasana. So all my, he says that all my senses will be directed towards you. Shravana, that is, I will always hear the glories of the Supreme Lord. Sthane Sthita Shruti Gatam Tanuvan Manu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated this verse, that one doesn't have to give one's position in his life, but only he has to give the mental speculation and take to the process of devotional service. Darshan, darshan means to see the Lord, beautiful vigraha, grahana to smell, and bhojana vasana, and to eat Krishna prasad, bhojan. So in this way, one has to engage. Iha yasya harir dasya karmana manasagira nikhilapi avasthasu jivan mukta suchyate. So in this shloka it is mentioned, iha yasya harir dasya. So if one may be grihastha or brahmachari or any sannyasi, any person, but if he engages in senses in the service of the Lord, jivan mukta suchyate, he in this life itself, he is liberated. Nijo sukha lage kichu nahi koriyar bhakti vinod bole tava sukha sar. So if a grihastha, tava sukha sar, this sentence is very, very important. So if a grihastha want to bring happiness in his life, he has to follow this song. In fact, I would recommend that they should frame this song in their house. All grihastha should, with translation, and every day read this song. This is a ideal song for a grihasthas. So if one follows all these principles, then tava sukhasa, then there will be happiness in that house. Otherwise, always there will be fights and there will be miserable condition. So je dina grihe bhajana deki grihete gholokova. That's why when another song Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, that when he comes back to his house and he sees that all the children, they are all engaged in doing kirtan and bhajan, so he says that I think that I have come back to Goloka Vrindavan. So we have to make our house Goloka Vrindavan. So in this way, this is some ideas about I shared about the grihastha life. So the purports also says that how grihastha should be. So grihasthas are more responsibility because according to the... So if you see 25% brahmachari, 25% grihasthas, 25% vanaprastha, 25% sannyasis. So other 75% of the population, ideal society, in ideal society, 75% of population is dependent on 25% of the population. So 25% are grihasthas. So why this thing is made? Because if the grihasthas, they accumulate money, as today we see that if they do not maintain the other class of society, then they will engage in all kinds of sinful activity and that will take them to the hellish planet. So the Vedic scriptures recommend that they should give as much as charity so that no money is left for their own sense gratification. That is the ideal grihastha. So this is some ideas. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.